Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's begin now. I woke up this morning and I said,
that makes sense.
For a good day to happen, you know?
Makes sense for what tomorrow might feel like, right?
Yeah, it'd be a good day. Hey, mama, I'm going to play early.
Yeah. Familiarize yourself with the depth chart.
Hey, mama, I'll be in there by the end of the first.
Gunnar Stockton probably gets some snaps tomorrow. Looking down the depth chart here. Sakovi White probably gets some targets. Nitro Tuggle. You go far enough down the Georgia depth chart at receiver, they got some great names.
Hell yeah. Nitro.
Nitro Tuggle. Come on. Throw that guy the ball. Cole Spear. You kidding me? Awesome. All right. NFL No Huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. 11:40 on Fridays, though, mean Roddy Nabalsi joins us from UGASports.com to talk Georgia Bulldogs ahead of tomorrow's game against Tennessee Tech. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fantastic. It's going to be a good day, fellas.
Doubt.
It was a good day last Saturday. You kind of worried about that first half. In the second half, you saw Georgia come out and beat the Georgia Bulldogs, just demolish Clemson. And now here comes poor Tennessee Tech to town, and I think you're right. You're going to see some guys way down the depth chart. Some freshmen are going to get in that game and get those jerseys dirty for the first time.
Hey, Rod, I'll go back to last week. What did you take away from the first half, what Georgia was doing?
I hate to sound like I'm second-guessing coaches because, you know, they'll forget more by lunch than I'll ever know.
Right.
But it kind of seemed to me like they were – both sides were trying to feel each other out. I mean, Clemson did have some mistakes. You know, they had some drop passes and such. But I just think that Mike Bobo was calling some plays to see what Clemson's checks were going to be. See, what do you do in this situation? Okay, what do you do when we're in this personnel? What do you do when we run here? And let's not make any mistakes. Because it's a tight game and Kirby Smart is the absolute Berlin Wall of not allowing anybody to get something cheap on you. You know, you cannot pass. You cannot get we're not going to give you a short field. We're not going to give you a turnover. So we're not going to do anything to endanger the ball. We're going to try to go pretty conservative while we feel you out. once they had that, once Mike Bobo and the offensive coaches, Todd Harley, got to look at the photos and the iPad and watch everything, they're like, okay, now let's have some fun. And they were able to catch a ton of mismatches in the second half that Georgia exploited. And I do want to give a little credit to Nate Frazier. I mean, their guy's a difference maker, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that I just think, you know, you were figuring out what they were doing, and once you had it, they adjusted their offense, and they just took them to town.
Yeah, no doubt. Second half was pretty much a track meet and very impressive. And I wanted to ask you about Nate Frazier. I mean, you mentioned probably going to see some freshmen play tomorrow. We saw some freshmen play week one, too. Probably none more impressive than him. There was a lot of hype about him coming out of the summer, and it seems like it was right. Were you surprised at all to see him be that dynamic?
No. We told people when he got here in the summer, and again, I'm not trying to say we have the insider information, although that is why he subscribed to UGA Sports 27 cents a day. When he got here in the summer, remember, this guy didn't have spring practice. Right. And when a guy has a big spring, we start telling you about him. We're like, hey, okay, this guy had, and he'll show out at G-Day. If you get here in the summer, you don't even know where to find your cleats. And it wasn't a couple of weeks. We're like, hey, in these one-on-one workouts, you know, and the individual workouts or the team workouts where the coaches supposedly aren't there, everybody's talking about Nate Frazier. I'm like, okay, well, again, he's still trying to find out where's his dorm room or whatever. And then, of course, all fall practice, you know, we're like, hey, in that first scrimmage, Nate Frazier had a 60-yard run to the house, you know. Oh, and by the way, when he did that, Kirby yelled at him because he's supposed to be on kick coverage the next play, you know. And, you know, so it's but again, the name keeps coming up. There's 105 guys out there, and you keep hearing Nate Frazier, and I'm like, well, they got Chauncey Bowens, they got Nate Phillips, they got Trevor Etienne, they got Cash Jones, Ronald Robinson, Branson Robinson. But we keep hearing about Nate Frazier, so we weren't surprised, but you can hear about it and then see it. And when you see this kid move, you're like, oh, that's a DeAndre Swift move there. Then look at that dead leg, baby. Oh, look at that run through the hole there. That's Sony Michel. So you get really excited watching him play.
What about moving Malachi? He can play anywhere. Malachi Stark had to start at the star. Got to see a lot of KJ Boldy yesterday. I mean, I love Malachi playing safety, but that star, we know how valuable that position is in that defense, Roddy.
It is criminally underrated in Kirby Smart system. Right. If you don't have a good star, and I will say the defense struggled, because I'll never say that about a Kirby Smart defense, but it wasn't as effective as it normally can be. And I think that Kirby Smart nailed it when he
Damn it, Roddy.
Having a little bit of trouble with Roddy's phone. We'll throw Roddy on hold just for a quick second and see if Bo can, I don't know if he's in a spot where he can move to a better location or whatever.
Probably at one of his beach houses.
I know where he is. He's like up in a tree somewhere with some binoculars trying to get some intel about tomorrow's game.
Yeah, probably at one of his beach houses.
He's on the football team. He's not doing anything creepy. Abe was looking at me like I was saying he was doing something weird.
Roddy's not like that.
Roddy's a grown professional.
Go ahead, Roddy.
Who takes his job seriously. Hey, Roddy.
Sorry about that. I'm walking around my house because I'm so excited about tomorrow. Maybe I walked out of my cell range there. But I think that when Coach said that Malachi Starks was the best player at five different positions, I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Basically, anything from a defensive end up. You got Malachi Starks up there, the incredible catch that he had. And let's give that defense credit. That's the second time they faced Clemson. They both times they only gave them 3 points. Mm-hmm. And you had a huge adjustment that you had to make. You take Janelle Aguero out, your starting star, you know, the linchpin of that secondary, and everybody has to move. So you move Malachi up, you move K.J. Bolden, a true freshman, into the backfield, and you add in Dan Jackson. That's a three-person switch because Janelle Aguero had to go out, and they still only gave up 3 points in the whole game. Just mind-blowing.
What do we know about some of the injuries? Is Janelle Aguero going to be able to go, whether it's this week or next week? What's the timeline for Michael Williams and some other guys that may be banged up?
We're going to find out more this afternoon after they go through their walkthrough. We got some spies around the building. We'll try to find out something going on. I'm not expecting Janelle Aguero right now. I mean, it's a muscle pull. It's really, how does he feel? So, and they don't have to put out one of those cool new availability reports until
next week.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to see Mikael Williams. I can almost guarantee you that. Yeah. So that's just not going to happen. You know, and then, of course.
See, his house is too big.
Right, he's sitting.
It's good, but it's also the side effect of Georgia being so successful the last handful of years. UGASports.com is so lucrative now that Roddy lives in a mansion.
Yeah,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.